Welcome to Textination. Joining us is Rob Brown, the founder of an app called Guard My Vote. Thank you for joining us, Rob.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Well, tell us what Guard My Vote is all about and how this came about.
Sure. Well, Guard My Vote is a free, nonpartisan mobile application designed to empower voters and help them fight voter suppression. The idea for the tool was inspired by multiple social calamities that we've all witnessed this year, starting off with the COVID pandemic at the start of the year, leading to some of the concurrent economic collapse, closures of businesses, in unemployment, and then unfortunately leading to a series of deaths. And for me, it was the culmination of George Floyd's unfortunate passing, and obviously my heart goes out to his family and all the families that have been suffering through coronavirus this year. But the confluence of those things kind of led me to think about the United States and our success in making significant change in societal ills has all come through voting. And the more I thought about voting, it led me back to history, and of course, unfortunately, there's a history here of voter suppression in this country in various periods and various regions of the country. So we thought we could come up with a software solution that would help solve that problem.
Now, were you involved with software, or how did you get this off the ground?
Yeah, I've been involved with software as an entrepreneur. We have another business, which is mixed-use and real estate consulting, and one of our clients is an international airport, and we developed a mobile application for them that was designed to help with inspections and property management. And it was that starting place that gave me the insight to think about voting as a process. There's various steps that you have, right? You start off with being registered to vote. Then once you're registered, you need to figure out where you're polling place might be, or if your state has mail-in ballots, when you'll receive your ballot. So as we thought about voting and broke it down into various steps that allow you to go from registration to actually casting your vote, I was then able to map out a path that we used as a wireframe. As for those listeners that may not be familiar with the wireframe, it's pretty much a way to take your idea and put it out in a plan and step it out in terms of how you can actually deliver this plan and create it in a software that can be web-based or mobile-based. And Guard My Vote is a mobile application.
Describe for us how people can use it.
Sure. So it's pretty simple. I mean, at this point, it's live in the Google Play Store and the Apple Store right now. And you would download the app. You'll find surveys within the app after you sign up. And those surveys will help you track your experience, whether or not you're voting in person or if you're voting from home using a mail-in ballot. And all you're going to do is track your experience. So, for example, if you go to a polling place and there happens to be a long line, you can make note of that in the app. If you happen to see an unfortunate protest or something like that that makes you feel like it's unsafe to go in that particular location, you can make notes of that. Pending your state's rules around photographs and video, we've enabled people to be able to take pictures so they can describe their story, and then you have recourse, meaning you'll be able to tweet directly to the Secretary of State that oversees elections and the rules around elections in every state here in this country. So we've kind of given people the ability to document what's happening, use a mobile device, which they have very close to them at all times, and then report it to the people that actually can make a change in what's happening on the ground.
You know, in the eyes of some, this may not be a nonpartisan issue, even though common sense dictates it should be.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think part of that is because of the history of voter suppression, starting in the South, after 1865, when the enslaved Africans were freed and had the right to vote, obviously there was attempts to keep them from voting. And as time has gone on, that image has kind of stuck in our collective mind's eye, but it's really inaccurate today. Voter suppression does not have to be covert or overt. It can be both. It's not an either-or proposition. And we've seen this year in particular various cities and states that are not predominantly black, they may be just against one candidate or against one issue, and the opposing side has decided to deploy specific means of preventing people from voting or just spreading disinformation, which of course then influences what people think about their ability to vote. So it's a big issue. It affects people every election cycle, and we think it should stop immediately.
And I suppose we should mention that long lines alone don't necessarily indicate that there's voter suppression going on. Take New York City, for instance, which has early voting, I think, for the first time and has experienced some pretty long lines.
I would agree with that 100%. There are some things that, unfortunately, a term called purging, which basically means an election official will look at a roll of voters and determine whether or not these people are actually active voters. And in that process, they may remove names, which is a legal process, which is a legitimate process 99% of the time. So if someone has moved from their residence or unfortunately deceased, that person should be removed from the voter rolls. Unfortunately, well, that's called voter purging. But at the same time, if something illegal happens, that's also called voter purging. So the two things get conflated. To your point, Fred, long lines don't indicate voter suppression. Obviously, with COVID, there are a lot of people trying to vote early all at once, and that will put a lot of pressure on those actual physical polling place locations. So just because you see a long line doesn't mean that it's voter suppression, but you can still use the Guard My Vote app to document the long line so that the Secretary of State or the Board of Elections in your county can perhaps make adjustments or open up another place for people to vote safely.
Well, there's more information at guardmyvote.com, links to the apps as well. Rob Brown, thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much, Fred. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC Skywave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.